You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Check your bank accounts. The first round of those $1,400 checks are supposed to clear today for many Americans. Many, but not all. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with some practical info about the federal money. Nova?
David, this is the first wave of payments. Tens of millions of taxpayers will get them today if the IRS has their direct deposit information. The IRS says a vast majority of people will get their payments this way eventually. It's going to take a while to get to everyone who is eligible. Additional batches of payments go out in the coming weeks, either via direct deposit, by mail check, or debit card.
I mean, given indications from the government, some were expecting access to the money before today. What accounts for the lost couple days?
Yeah, there was some initial confusion because the IRS said that it began processing payments on Friday, and people were online Monday wondering where their deposits were. But big banks, notably Wells Fargo and Chase, said they were waiting for the transfers, the actual cash from the government, which wouldn't arrive until today. It wouldn't clear until today. Meanwhile, other institutions credited customers in advance, so it all depended on the bank.
And hey, Nova, remind us about the cutoff for eligibility.
Right, it's a bit tighter than last time. Individual taxpayer income needs to be $75,000 or less, $150,000 for couples. That's to get the full $1,400 check. That's the same as last time, but payments shrink after that, and eligibility is cut off at $80,000 for individuals and $160,000 for couples, and that's a bit lower than before.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.